Good morning and welcome to Occupy the Airwaves. As you can probably tell, this is not Paula, this is Rich Whitney filling in for Paula on this edition of Occupy the Airwaves. But fear not, Paula should be back in the saddle next week at this usual time. And in typical Paula fashion, I'm going to be bringing you and presenting to you some important news and information that you're just not getting from the corporate news media. You know, it's bad enough that we, the American people, actually pay through our taxes to have agencies in the national security state spy on us. They collect data on us. They interfere with our communications on social media, as Paula has often talked about and exposed on this program. They are engaged in a pattern of censorship, as has been revealed not just by the Twitter files, but by other stories that Paula, as well as myself, have done on this program and on Class Matters. And they just spy on us. They collect data on us. They monitor our movements. They do end runs around the Fourth Amendment. Well, now, as if all of this wasn't bad enough, now not only are you paying for the national security state to spy on you, but you are also now paying the national security state to pay corporations to help them spy on you. That's part of what is going on right now. And this was revealed in a recent program by independent journalist Glenn Greenwald. You know, despite all this going on, of course, you don't hear about this in the corporate media. You only hear about it from a few true muckraking independent journalists like Glenn Greenwald and Matt Taibbi and some of the other journalists that we sometimes feature in this program. But you need to know about it, which is why we have this program and try to share this important information with you. Glenn Greenwald has a program that you can watch for free on Rumble. It's at rumble.com. It's now a nightly or weeknightly broadcast, or webcast rather. If you just go to rumble.com and look up Glenn Greenwald, you can watch this program and many other fine exposés and programs by Glenn Greenwald at any time. This is taken from a transcript of a program that was webcast on June 13th, so just a couple days ago. And it's entitled Stunning: New Report Exposes U.S. Government is Buying All of Your Data, All While Fearmongering About TikTok. Now, I'm not going to read the whole piece. It's, you know, this was an over hour-long program, but I'm just going to get to some of the meat of this because I think this is so very important. We speak often of the surveillance state under which we live, and I think sometimes that term has been repeated so often that we almost become inured or immune to just how invasive and menacing it is. This has been something that we've been discussing since at least the advent of the Internet and the emergence of the War on Terror, in which the threat of Al-Qaeda and terrorism justified in the minds of a lot of Americans the need to have the U.S. government collect enormous amounts of information on us, which was previously unthinkable to even permit them to collect, let alone monitor, store, and analyze. In the weeks after 9/11, the Patriot Act was implemented in a climate of fear by an overwhelming bipartisan majority. And at the time, we were told that we need not worry about the Patriot Act, that it was just a temporary measure, an emergency measure designed to ensure the U.S. government has added spying powers for just as long as it needed to combat and vanquish the threat of terrorism. And as soon as that's done, which will be very soon, we were told that the Patriot Act would go away. And here we are, 22 years later. Nobody talks about the threat of Al-Qaeda any longer, and yet nobody talks either about getting rid of the Patriot Act. That has become a just standard feature of the woodwork of American politics. We barely even notice that a law that was described, even in the wake of 9/11, as a radical departure from how America functions, is now just part of the reality of American political life that we accept, and each year brings added increases in the surveillance powers the U.S. government aims not at foreign nationals, but here at home at American citizens. There's a domestic surveillance state that has been implemented and expanded by the same propagandistic framework, namely constantly feeding you a new enemy to keep you in a state of fear that fosters acquiescence on the part of the population. Even though we may not like the fact that the government is constantly collecting more and more data on us, we prefer that to what we're told will be the result if we resist, namely, we won't be safe, we'll be killed by either a terrorist organization or a foreign country, even though we spend more on our military than the next 12 nations combined. We're constantly being told by the U.S. government and their media, you know, basically that's true as we've exposed in this program, that we're at constant risk, sometimes from foreign governments, sometimes from foreign terrorist groups, and increasingly we're told by domestic enemies, by an insurrectionary movement that expressed itself on January 6th by a group of right-wing extremists or white supremacists, that Joe Biden in the U.S. national security state now says is the single greatest threat to the homeland. It really doesn't matter what the enemy is. All that matters is that you believe that there is one, and as a result believe that you can at least tolerate, if not support, increasing levels of government spying, government surveillance on American citizens on U.S. soil in exactly the way the U.S. Constitution was designed to prevent. Last week, again talking about Glenn Greenwald's show on Rumble.com, we commemorated the 10th anniversary of the start of the Snowden reporting, that's Edward Snowden, which began on June 6, 2013, which revealed for the first time the existence of a mass, indiscriminate, suspicionless system of domestic electronic surveillance that the U.S. government, through the NSA, National Security Agency, had implemented in complete secrecy without any democratic debate. And 10 years later, while some parts of it have been curbed, while some impediments have been placed in the way of the U.S. surveillance state, in many ways the situation has gotten worse and worse. The powers of surveillance, snooping, domestic tracking, and monitoring of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil by the U.S. government are worse than ever. We now have a newly released report that doesn't come from a media outlet. It doesn't come from an anonymous source leaking or making unverified claims to a media outlet. It comes from the U.S. government itself. The Director of National Intelligence, Averill Haynes, who was the Deputy Director of the CIA under President Obama and is now Joe Biden's number two, or Chief Intelligence Official, the Director of National Intelligence, coordinating all intelligence agencies for the Biden administration, received a report at her request that was classified about the extent to which the U.S. government, the U.S. security state, is purchasing what it calls commercially available information, information that is available on the open market for a price, that contains not just publicly available information, but deeply invasive information about who you are, what you do in your life, where you do it, with whom you do it. Information that gives the government a very sweeping picture of your life. In fact, this information is so invasive, and there's no question even the U.S. government admits that if they wanted to collect it on their own through their own surveillance powers, they would need a search warrant in order to do it. That's how invasive it is. They have no right to collect this information on you by themselves, but internally, in secret, they adopted a theory that as long as the information is commercially available, in other words, for purchase on an open market aggregated by data collection firms or social media companies or some combination thereof, they have the right to buy whatever it is they want about you, collect it, store it, analyze it, and utilize it without a search warrant because it is commercially available. I want to take some time to go through it because I think it's important for you to hear in the government's own words a report to the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, about exactly what it is they're doing. This report was compiled in 2022 and it was approved for release, that is, it was declassified by the Office of National Intelligence only because a couple of members of the U.S. Senate, to their credit, including Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, a longtime privacy advocate, were badgering and hectoring the DNI for its release. So this report originally was not meant for your eyes. It was compiled in total secrecy, and it bore a designation of secret, which meant it was a crime for anybody to reveal it only because of political pressure. A unique and rare example of the Senate actually performing its oversight functions in the U.S. Intelligence Committee was what made this report public, and we can now learn how commercially available information is being purchased by the U.S. government, using your tax dollars to learn everything they can about you. And their own description of how intrusive this information is and how much subject it is to abuse is something that you want to hear from their own mouth. So let's look at some of the key parts of this report. So here is how the report begins, and this is quoting the report now. There is today a large and growing amount of CAI, that's commercially available information, that is available to the general public, including foreign governments and their intelligence services, and private sector entities, as well as the IC, that's the U.S. intelligence community. CAI, again, commercially available information, provides intelligence value, whether considered in isolation or in combination with other information, and whether reviewed by humans and or by machines. It also raises significant issues related to privacy and civil liberties. The widespread availability of CAI regarding the activities of large numbers of individuals is a relatively new, rapidly growing, and increasingly significant part of the information environment in which the intelligence community must function. There is today a large and growing amount of what the U.S. intelligence community refers to as commercially available information. As the acronym CAI indicates, and as we use the term in this report, CAI is information that is available commercially to the general public, and as such is a subset of publicly available information, or PAI. Sorry about all the acronyms, but that's how they talk. We do not use the term CAI to include, and we do not address in this report, commercial information that is available exclusively to governments, and then it has a reference to another report. Now, Greenwald then says, let's just stop there for a second. There's an entire other category that this report does not cover, that they also purchase, that they consider to be commercial information that is only available to governments. This is not what they're talking about here. That is a separate category of extremely sensitive data that they purchase. What they're describing here is information that is available not just to governments, but corporations as well. And so, according to the U.S. government, their legal position is, even though this information would be information that they are barred from collecting on you without a search warrant, if they wanted to spy directly on you, they can use private actors and third-party commercial vendors to get this information about you and store it inside the U.S. government and then use it however they want. The report goes on, again quoting, "The volume and sensitivity of CAI have expanded in recent years, mainly due to the advancement of digital technology, including location tracking and other features of smartphones and other electronic devices, and the advertising-based monetization models that underlie many commercial offerings available on the Internet." Greenwald then says, keep in mind this is information the U.S. government is collecting about you, U.S. citizens. Again, quoting the report, "Although CAI may be anonymized, it is often possible, using other CAI, to de-anonymize and identify individuals, including U.S. persons." So Greenwald continues, "The information sometimes may come without any indication of whose information it is. Sometimes commercial actors purchasing it don't care who you are. They just want to use it to identify what you like and what you do to better sell to you. But the government doesn't care about that. They're not interested in a profit motive. They're interested in learning about you so that they can control you, so they can monitor and track the domestic population. And what they're saying here is, even if the information sometimes is anonymized, in other words, doesn't identify the individual, they have the ability to use other information that they buy to connect it to who you are in terms of your real life, your real identity, your real name." Here's the government going on with its report, again quoting, "The The IC currently, that's the intelligence community, currently acquires a significant amount of CAI for mission-related purposes, including, in some cases, social media data, and then there's a bunch of stuff that's redacted, and many other types of information. As a resource available to the general public, including adversaries, CAI also raises counterintelligence risk for the intelligence community. It also has increasingly important risks and implications for U.S. person privacy and civil liberties, as CAI can reveal sensitive and intimate information about individuals. Without proper controls, CAI can be misused to cause substantial harm, embarrassment, and inconvenience to U.S. persons. So here's the government admitting this, right? The widespread availability of CAI regarding the activities of large numbers of individuals is a relatively new, rapidly growing, and increasingly significant part of the information environment in which the intelligence community must function. Well, we would certainly question the must part, but anyway, this is their report. That is the core of why it was necessary and appropriate for the intelligence community to recognize the complex issues inherent in modern CAI and to commission this report. Under the U.S. Constitution, federal statutes, and intelligence community elements' internal procedures, CAI is generally less strictly regulated than other forms of information acquired by the intelligence community, principally because it is publicly available. Now, at this point, Glenn Greenwald intervenes again and says, let me just stop here for a second. What they're saying is this information not only has great intelligence value to the U.S. government, because they can learn enormous amounts about you by buying it, that they'd be constrained constitutionally from acquiring. Why does the U.S. government need to learn so much information about us? We already know from the Snowden reporting, for example, and many other subsequent reports, that the amount of information the U.S. government can legally collect on us is enormous, vast, and virtually limitless. And what they're saying is that's not enough for them. There's only a small sector of information that is off-limits to them by the Constitution now, as case law has developed in the War on Terror, where they've read all these statutes to be as broad as possible in terms of the government's domestic spying capabilities. And yet what they're saying is that's not enough. We need to go and buy even more information. And what they're also saying is there's a counterintelligence risk here, meaning that it's not just the U.S. government that can buy this information about U.S. citizens, it's also foreign actors and foreign states. This is one of the reasons why I've been suggesting to you that a lot of the hysteria around TikTok, namely the claim that China has created TikTok to be a spying machine on Americans, a fear that the government disseminated and then introduced a law to give them the power not only to ban TikTok, but multiple other social media outlets, never made sense to me. Why would China need to create and maintain and promote a social media company to spy on Americans when all of this information is available in the open market for China to buy? If you look at who actually owns TikTok, these are people who are capitalists. The main founder and CEO is somebody who was born in Singapore. He's not even Chinese. He left Singapore to go to the London School of Economics and then work for Goldman Sachs, a very standard profit-motivated person. That's not to say that TikTok isn't a bad influence in American culture. It very well may be. But the claim that the Chinese use TikTok to spy on you never made sense to me given what this report is saying. All of this information is available in the open market. The U.S. government buys it, and so does China. It always seemed to me instead to be a way of getting you afraid of social media platforms owned by foreign governments to give the U.S. government the power to ban whatever platforms they want to ban. And that's what we saw coming out of the hearings on TikTok, was not simply the ability to ban TikTok, but a bill to empower the Biden administration to ban whatever social media companies they want that are foreign-owned by simply deeming it to be a threat to national security, which would have the result of meaning the only social media companies available in the United States are the ones that we know the U.S. security state controls through censorship and other forms of pressure. Keep that in mind. Whenever TikTok and the controversy surrounding it emerges again, especially when it's accompanied by government claims or demands for greater power to ban social media platforms. Now, this report goes on, again quoting the report. Under Carpenter v. United States, Supreme Court case, acquisition of persistent location information and perhaps other detailed information concerning one person by law enforcement from communications providers is a Fourth Amendment search that generally requires probable cause. However, the same type of information on millions of Americans is openly for sale to the general public. As such, intelligence community policies treat the information as PAI, publicly available information, and intelligence community elements can purchase it. Greenwald comments again, think about that. The Supreme Court ruled that in order to get location information about you, they need a search warrant. It falls under the Fourth Amendment prohibition on searches without a probable cause warrant. So they can't go and find out where you are when you're using your smartphone or where you are in general using your internet data unless they can get a search warrant on you and convince a court there's probable cause to believe that you've engaged in wrongdoing. That's a big impediment for them. So they found a way around it. They'll just go buy that information, call it publicly available information, and proclaim for themselves that they no longer need a search warrant because now they can go buy it. Here are a couple of examples of the types of information that they can buy and are buying. And then he goes on again, quoting from the report, gives several examples. For example, Thomson Reuters has a program called CLEAR that's powered by billions of data points and leverages cutting-edge public records technology to bring all key content together in a customizable dashboard. LexisNexis offers more than 84 billion records from 10,000 plus sources, including alternative data that helps surface more of the 63 million unbanked or underbanked U.S. adults. Exactus has over 3.5 billion records updated monthly in its universal data warehouse. Those are just some of the examples of the billions of data points that they are buying. To learn more about you, and here's what they say about those types of purchases, quoting the report. As these examples show, there is a large and growing amount of CAI in existence and offered for sale, some of it sensitive with respect to privacy. The market for CAI, including analysis and exploitation of CAI for insight, is evolving both qualitatively, in other words, as to types of data available, and quantitatively, as to amounts of data available. It includes significant information on U.S. persons, much of which can be acquired in bulk. Greenwald then comments, and then you have this section that's entitled The Origins and Evolution of Commercially Available Information, where they describe the history of this type of information and how the U.S. intelligence community is buying it. Again, quoting the report. In substantial part, the vast and growing amount of available CAI results from evolving digital technology and the proliferation of digital dust, that's a term for you, created by individuals in their daily lives. In other words, leaving residue behind where you go searching the internet or use your phone, etc. As explained, the digital revolution has placed an incredible amount of information into the hands of private actors, many of whom seek to sell the data. For example, CAI can be obtained from public records, sometimes digitized from paper originals, such as information about real estate transactions that can be found in local title offices or courthouses. It can be obtained from smartphones and other software applications, often in the form of software development kits that collect information from devices in the U.S. and abroad. And CAI can be obtained from cookies and other methods, sometimes associated with real-time bidding for sales of online advertising, that track end users as they browse the internet. In April 2021, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators raised questions about the sharing of Americans' data through real-time bidding, the auction process used to place many targeted digital advertisements. The details of these digital developments are beyond the scope of this report. It is sufficient for our purposes and widely understood among intelligence professionals and policymakers that they have significantly contributed to the profound increase in CAI, commercially available information. Greenwald continues, in other words, the intelligence community is such a lucrative and prolific purchaser of this information that they are driving the market for this data. This is one of the most important places these companies go to sell this data, to the U.S. government. Why does the U.S. government need to collect all of this information about its population, people who are not suspected of having done anything wrong? How is this a legitimate function of the U.S. government? And the fact that this has been done, behind a wall of secrecy, so that everything that involves or pertains to this program has been marked classified and top secret, means it's a crime to reveal it, except for this report. Again, this is an exception. It means there's been no democratic debate about whether we want the U.S. government having the capability to use our tax dollars to purchase enormous amounts of information, incredibly invasive information, according to their own descriptions, that give them a complete picture of how we live our lives. These are the kinds of things that actually matter, that you cannot turn on CNN or read the New York Times to learn about it, because this is what the government really does. It happens in the dark. The report goes on, again quoting the report. The Defense Intelligence Agency currently provides funding to another agency that purchases commercially available geolocation metadata aggregated from smartphones. The data DIA receives is global in scope and is not identified as U.S. location data or foreign location data by the vendor at the time it is provisioned to DIA. DIA processes the location data as it arrives to identify U.S. location data points that it segregates in a separate database. CAI can reveal sensitive and intimate information about the personal attributes, private behavior, social connections, and speech of U.S. persons and non-U.S. persons. It can be misused to pry into private lives, ruin reputations, and cause emotional distress and threaten the safety of individuals. Even subject to appropriate control, CAI can increase the power of the government's ability to peer into private lives to levels that may exceed our constitutional traditions or other social expectations. Mission creep can subject CAI collected for one purpose to other purposes that might raise risks beyond those originally calculated. The IC's use of CAI is also the subject of intense scrutiny and speculation by political leaders, the news media, and civil society. Well, actually, that part I don't think is even true. But the other part, this is quoting the report itself, acknowledging that this gives them the power to so abuse their authority in the ways that I just described. Continuing with the report, CAI can contain information that is deemed sensitive, meaning information that is not widely known about an individual that could be used to cause harm to the person's reputational, emotional well-being, or physical safety. The Supreme Court in Carpenter v. United States focused on how the data provides an intimate window into a person's life, revealing not only his particular movements, but through them his familial, political, professional, religious, and sexual associations. These location records hold for many Americans the privacies of life. CAI can also contain intimate information, meaning information that reveals private details about how people relate to one another. Studies document the extent to which large collections of sensitive and intimate information about individuals, CAI or not, can be subject to abuse. In the wrong hands, sensitive insights gained through CAI could facilitate blackmail, stalking, harassment, and public shaming. Does anybody think, Greenwald says, that this is a legitimate function of the U.S. government to be collecting, putting the power to destroy people's lives and reputations into the hands of the CIA and Homeland Security and the FBI with no limits of any kind on their ability to use it because they've internally decided that because this information is commercially available, it means there are no limits on their ability to collect and use it? Does anybody want the U.S. government to do this? But there's no debate on it. So it doesn't matter what you want or not. They've just done it. There's a lot more to this report, but I think that's a good place to end because I think that's pretty emphatic about the scope of the danger that we're talking about here that you're not hearing about anywhere else. But a few brave real journalists like Glenn Greenwald, as well as this program, for example, from your community radio station. We'll leave it there. Again, you can find the entire episode at rumble.com. At that website, this one was entitled, New Report Exposes the U.S. Government is Buying All of Your Data, All While Fear-Mongering on TikTok. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Occupy the Airwaves.